see it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers has framed his fifth federal budget around fairness, arguing global economic uncertainty has only boosted the need for reform, as well as spending restraint. He says the budget balances debt, deficit, and the need to help with cost of living.
We'll limit negative gearing for residential property to new builds from July next year. And we're replacing the 50% capital gains tax discount with inflation-adjusted indexation to restore the taxation of real gains.
After weeks of speculation, the details of changes to how housing investments are taxed have now been unveiled, and Dr. Chalmers says they'll help around 75,000 Australians into a home.
It makes the tax system fairer and stronger for workers, businesses, first home buyers and future generations, responding to the pressures of the here and now while embracing our intergenerational responsibilities.
Those changes will be subject to a minimum 30% tax on capital gains from July 2027, although in line with the government's push to increase housing supply, new builds will continue to attract a discount of 50%. While he welcomed a $2 billion commitment to help build enabling infrastructure like roads and sewage, Property Council of Australia Chief Executive Mike Zorbas is sceptical the tax changes will address the fundamental issue, supply.
There are a big roll of the dice that I hope is successful in creating new homes. But our previous modelling suggests not. Our previous modelling suggests that they will have a contractionary impact.
Australian Council of Social Service CEO Cassandra Goldie has welcomed the focus on fairness.
I want to firstly warmly welcome the government finally moving on those property investor tax breaks. For far too long, the capital gains discount and negative gearing arrangements have fuelled housing inaffordability and they have fuelled growing wealth inequality in this country. And the government has listened to the community. They've certainly listened to civil society, those who care about people with the least.
President of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Michelle O'Neill, agrees it's an important systemic change that will make a difference going forward.
It's something that's been really unfair in Australia that we've actually been taxing work more than wealth. So it's having to change the balance on that is an important measure. It's also the fact that we've got those new minimum tax to be paid on the discretionary trusts.
Those changes include a minimum 30% tax on discretionary trusts from July 2028, a measure expected to raise $4.5 billion over 5 years.
This is a fairness measure too, because people have been able to get away. If you've got, you know, can afford to pay a really smart tax accountant and you've got money, then you've been able to spread the tax through different family members and ended up paying much less tax or no tax in some cases, whereas working people pay tax on every hour they work. They pay their fair share.
Discretionary trusts are also used by small business, and rollover relief will be available for those wishing to restructure, starting 1 year before the new minimum tax rates kick in. But Acting CEO of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, David Alexander, has said the budget will be a disappointment for Australian businesses. Contradicting Jim Chalmers, he says the budget won't lift productivity or investment.
Unfortunately, there are some measures in this budget that will impact negatively on businesses, particularly small businesses. The capital gains tax changes will impact on investment in Australia and send quite a lot of investment overseas. There's also taxes on trusts. Lots of small businesses use trusts, and they will have their incomes hit by this significant impost.
Chief Executive of the Australian Industry Group, Innes Willicks, is also concerned about what tax changes mean for business.
The tax measures that the budget introduces now make us the highest country in the world when it comes to capital gains tax, among the highest for income tax and among the highest for corporate taxes. We are now one of the highest taxing nations in the world.
Jim Chalmers says Australian workers will get significant tax cuts out of the budget, adding up to more than $2,800 for the average worker in 2028. One of those measures is the $250 Working Australians tax offset, which will appear in tax returns automatically for over 13 million workers from the second half of next year. That will be welcome news for many, but Cassandra Goldie has questioned whether that money could have been better spent.
We think it was the wrong decision for the government to give a priority to the Working Australian tax offset. It will cost $3 billion. It will give $250 to people who are in paid work. But let's remember, that is to every person who's in paid work, right up the income scale, right up to the top end in terms of people who are in salaried paid work. But in this budget, once again, we've got about 4 million people who are on income so low that they don't even meet the tax-free threshold, and they will get nothing from the WATO.
The Treasurer says hard decisions have had to be made in this budget against the backdrop of soaring oil prices ignited by war in the Middle East, protectionist trade practices and other upheavals. The budget also includes large spending commitments that had been pre-announced, $53 billion for defence over a decade, $10 billion towards fuel security, and a major funding agreement with the states on health. Jim Chalmers has touted $63.8 billion in savings, but much of that has come from cuts to spending growth in the NDIS. As design of those reforms continues, debate about fairness and spending restraint will no doubt continue as well. T. Mitchell, SBS News.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.